Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Compounders by Odd Bjørn Dyvad explores how a specific type of business can create exceptional long-term wealth by repeatedly reinvesting cash flows into sensible acquisitions and steady operational improvement. Rather than focusing on flashy growth stories, the book highlights a disciplined model built around decentralized management, strong capital allocation, and a patient time horizon. Dyvad examines why some serial acquirers turn small, low-profile purchases into powerful engines of compounding shareholder returns, and why others destroy value through overreach, debt, or integration mistakes. The narrative is aimed at investors and business leaders who want to understand how to evaluate acquisitive companies beyond headlines and deal size, including the incentives, culture, and metrics that drive durable performance. By emphasizing process over prediction, the Compounders provide the framework for thinking about quality, price, and the long runway available to businesses that can redeploy capital at attractive rates for years or decades. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the compounding acquisition engine. At the heart of the book is the idea that long-term returns can be driven by a repeatable acquisition engine rather than a single transformative deal. Dyvad focuses on how small, frequent acquisitions can compound value when they are bought at sensible prices, funded prudently, and integrated with a light touch. The argument is that the math of compounding becomes powerful when a company can consistently redeploy incremental cash at good rates, especially in fragmented markets where many quality businesses remain privately owned. This approach often looks slow or unexciting quarter to quarter, yet it can be formidable over a decade because each acquired cash flow stream becomes fuel for the next purchase flow stream becomes fuel for the next purchase. The book also clarifies why deal discipline matters more than deal volume. The best compounders tend to have clear acquisition criteria, a deep pipeline, and the ability to walk away. They also build organizational routines for sourcing, diligence, and post-close governance, turning acquisitions into an operational capability rather than an occasional event. Secondly, decentralization and culture as an integration strategy. A recurring theme is that many successful compounders do not rely on heavy integration to extract value. Instead, they preserve what made the acquired company attractive in the first place by keeping strong local leadership, minimizing disruption, and aligning incentives. Dyvad explains how decentralized structures can scale. Headquarters focuses on capital allocation, risk control, and high-level performance monitoring, while operating units retain autonomy over customers, pricing, and day-to-day decisions. This model can reduce the common integration risks that plague acquirers, such as talent loss, customer churn, and cultural clash. The book also emphasizes that culture is not a soft add-on, but a practical operating system that shapes decision quality. A culture that rewards prudence, honesty in reporting, and long-term thinking helps prevent the gradual decay that can occur when acquisition targets are prestige or short-term growth optics. For investors, the takeaway is to assess management behavior, governance, and operating philosophy as carefully as financial statements, because culture influences whether the acquisition machine remains durable. Thirdly, capital allocation discipline and return. Focused thinking, The Compounders, highlights capital allocation as the critical skill that separates great acquirers from mediocre ones. Dyvad frames the company as a capital allocation vehicle. Management must choose among acquisitions, organic reinvestment, debt reduction, dividends, and buybacks, always with an eye on long-term per-share value creation. The book discusses how disciplined compounders focus on cash generation, high incremental returns, and conservative financing rather than maximizing reported revenue or chasing market applause. It also addresses the role of valuation and underwriting. Buying a wonderful business can still be a poor decision at the wrong price, while an average business can be a great deal if it is purchased cheaply and improved thoughtfully. The reader is encouraged to think in terms of opportunity cost and internal hurdle rates, and to judge performance by return on invested capital and per-share outcomes. This topic is particularly useful for investors learning to evaluate managerial decisions across cycles, when easy money and rising markets can mask weak underwriting. Fourthly, what to look for in a true compounder as an investor. Beyond describing the model, Dyvad provides a lens for identifying companies that can compound for a long time. The book directs attention to qualitative and quantitative indicators, a long runway of potential targets in fragmented niches, stable end markets, sticky customer relationships, and a history of conservative accounting and balance sheet management. It also explores the importance of repeatability, meaning the firm can keep doing similar deals without needing increasingly large or risky targets. Another key point is incentives. Investors should examine how executives are rewarded, whether compensation encourages per-share value creation, and whether insider ownership aligns management with long-term shareholders. The book also suggests watching how a company behaves in adversity. The ability to pause acquisitions when valuations are frothy, protect cash flow during downturns, and resume buying when opportunities are attractive is a strong signal of discipline. In practice, this topic helps readers move from storytelling to structured analysis, building a checklist that distinguishes durable compounders from serial acquirers that rely on leverage, accounting adjustments, or relentless deal-making to appear successful. Lastly, risks, failure modes, and how compounding breaks, Divod does not present compounding as automatic. The book outlines how acquisition-driven strategies can fail and why returns can degrade over time. One common failure mode is price inflation, when competition for deals rises and management compromises on valuation to maintain growth. Another is leverage creep, where debt is used to accelerate acquisitions, leaving the company exposed when cash flows dip or credit markets tighten. The book also addresses organizational strain. As the portfolio grows, weak governance, inconsistent reporting, or insufficient managerial talent can cause performance slippage and missed problems. Cultural drift is another risk, especially when success breeds complacency or when short-term targets override the careful underwriting that built the track record. For investors, this topic encourages continual reassessment rather than blind faith in a brand name compounder. It also reinforces the importance of margin of safety, balance sheet resilience, and management candor. Understanding these pitfalls helps readers better size positions, set expectations, and avoid confusing a favorable cycle with true, repeatable skill. In conclusion, this book is best suited for long-term equity investors, analysts, and business owners who want to understand how wealth is built through patient reinvestment rather than dramatic one-off bets. It will benefit readers who are evaluating acquisitive companies and want a practical framework for judging whether a strategy is likely to create per-share value over many years. By focusing on repeatability, incentives, decentralization, and capital allocation, the book helps the reader move beyond surface-level deal announcements and toward the underlying mechanics that drive shareholder returns. That perspective can improve portfolio decisions, reduce the risk of being misled by headline growth, and sharpen thinking about quality, price, and endurance. Compared with many business books that emphasize inspirational leadership or generic M&A playbooks, The Compounders is worth buying because it centers on a specific, proven model and the conditions that make it work. It also adds value by highlighting the failure modes that end compounding, making it a balanced guide rather than a promotional narrative. Readers come away better equipped to spot durable compounders and avoid fragile imitators. If you would like to support Oddbjørn Divod, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.